From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump is under attack across the political spectrum for his failure to strongly denounce the white supremacists who staged a rally in Charlottesville, Virginia that turned deadly. On Saturday, the president condemned, quote, this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides that resulted in one death and 19 injuries after street violence. Sunday, in a follow-up statement, the White House said President Trump, quote, very strongly condemns individual hate groups such as white supremacists, KKK, and neo-Nazis. His national security adviser, H.R. McMaster, said the deadly violence that broke out at the rally meets the definition of terrorism. In an interview on ABC News, McMaster described the car ramming into a crowd of counter-protesters Saturday that killed a 32-year-old woman as a criminal act that may be motivated by hatred and bigotry.
The president's been very clear. We cannot tolerate this kind of bigotry, this kind of hatred. And what he did is he called on all Americans to take a firm stand against it. This is a great opportunity for us to ask ourselves, what are we teaching our children? Tolerance has to overcome this kind of hatred that is grounded really in ignorance, ignorance of our values and what makes us unique as Americans, our commitment to each other, our commitment to freedom, liberty, tolerance, and rights for all of us.
Some of those who were injured were critically hurt, and two Virginia State Police troopers who'd been monitoring the unrest from the air were killed in a helicopter crash on Saturday near Charlottesville. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. The top American general has arrived in South Korea amid unprecedented threats between Washington and Pyongyang, and as annual military exercises between the United States and South Korea risk further increasing tensions. General Joe Dunford is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He said the military's, quote, primary focus is supporting the administration's diplomatic and economic campaign to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula while preparing military options in the event that the campaign fails. He said his visit to the region this week is aimed at reassuring South Korea and Japan while continuing to build a military-to-military relationship with China in order to prevent miscalculations. Dunford said, we're all looking to get out of this situation without a war. There was a gathering of supporters and leaders of Kenya's opposition party Sunday in Nairobi's huge Kibera slum. The opposition claims the newly re-elected ruling party intends to steal their victory. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig reports.
Near a railway track in Nairobi's Kibera slum, at least 1,000 supporters gathered Sunday afternoon to hear remarks from Kenya's opposition leader, Raila Odinga, who recently lost the hotly contested presidential race to incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta. But Odinga and his NASA coalition members say that the election was stolen from them and reiterated that position to the enthusiastic crowd. He says, we've come here to say sorry, sorry, sorry for what happened here yesterday and the other day. They want to steal our victory, and again they come to kill our people. That is what is called impunity in English. Kenya's presidential spokesman, Manoah Esipisu, disputes these claims.
The president won this election fair and square. Both international and local observers have attested to that point. Very, really varied voices, right from John Kerry from the U.S. to President Mbeki in South Africa, all saying that the process was fair.
Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
A Syrian rebel faction says it has killed 20 army soldiers in a tunnel blast as the battle for Damascus's northeastern suburbs shows no sign of letting up. A spokesman for the Falak al-Rahman faction says the operation took place before dawn on Sunday. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, the monitoring group, says 16 soldiers are reported missing because of the blast. A Russian-mediated ceasefire announced last month has failed to quell the fighting between the government and rebels on the northeastern edges of Damascus. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.